You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Alan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. Now, the last quarter of 2024 saw more muted returns from the local equity and bond markets as they digested the outcomes of the U.S. presidential election back in November and the latest actions from the central banks, all while concerns regarding growth prospects in the world's largest economies persisted. Globally, equity markets fared similarly, with the exception of the United States, where the benchmark indices have continued to hit fresh all-time highs. Now, as the world continues to process numerous geopolitical shifts, more conservative investors who want to generate long-term returns ahead of cash and preserve capital in the short term have to consider many factors to strike an appropriate balance between risk and return. Sean Munsey is portfolio manager at Alan Gray, and he joins us rather on SAFM Market Update to explore the environment and the considerations investors need to weigh up. Thank you very much, Sean, for your time this evening. So we look at domestic equities, global equities, government bonds. How did these various asset classes perform in Q4 of 2024?
Thanks, Dudu, and thanks for having me on your show. Yeah, so as you mentioned in the intro, while a lot happened in SA during 2024, the last quarter was probably more defined by what happened in the US and particularly the outcome of the US elections in November. And then December, we had a meeting of the US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, where they put out a forecast for rates going into 2025 that came in quite a bit higher than what the market expectation was at the time. So going into the year end, returns fared less well than perhaps they would have in the past. That being said, although SA equities was down about 2%, In the fourth quarter, the year to date, the yearly return for 2024 was still very good at about 13.4% for our all share index. And I mean, that's the best return we've seen since that post COVID bounce in 2021. A lot of that driven on the back of the SA election results and I guess the market welcoming the formation of the GNU or coalition government. Nowhere was that more obvious than the performance of our SA government bonds, where the All Bond Index returned around about 17-odd% for the year. So from a local asset perspective, it was a good year. But as you mentioned, really from a global investor standpoint, well, SA did well. The US was the standout market. So the S&P 500, the benchmark index in that market, returning in the sort of high 20% in dollars, which is clearly an extremely high return.
Hmm. You mentioned interest rates. For the more conservative investor, how do you generate returns given the rate cutting cycle?
Yeah, so I guess very topical question, given that tonight we've got the US Fed is meeting, and I guess the expectation is for them to hold rates, which is, a departure from what we saw for the latter part of last year when, if you remember, they did that big 50 basis point cut and followed by 225 basis points cuts. That being said, I guess our Reserve Bank is meeting at the moment, and we'll get the outcome of that meeting tomorrow, where the market expectation is for 25 basis points cut. So I think given where repo is and where the inflation prints have come over the last few months, clearly inflation remains well controlled in South Africa. So while we are in the midst of a rate cutting cycle locally, our expectation is that it's probably going to be shallower than perhaps some of the cycles in the past. So I think the current forecasts are for a further 50 basis points of cuts over 2025. And given where inflation is, that's still a decent real return for the more conservative investor. I guess less good news if you're a borrower.
Sure, absolutely. Let's take a look at this. And I'm not laughing because of it's funny, but I can definitely relate. So it's not good news if you're a borrower. Let's stay with the conservative investor, right, and talk about the benefits of a low equity multi-asset strategy for investors with less appetite for risk.
Yeah, so I guess when you think of a low equity multi-asset strategy, the investment classes or tools at your disposal is cash, as we've been speaking about, bonds and equities, and you can invest across those asset classes both locally and offshore. So as I mentioned on the local side, real returns, so cash returns after inflation, still remain attractive. And bonds even more so. If you think sort of 10-year bond rates in SA are north of 10% versus inflation in and around the threes at the moment, although I guess the expectation is that inflation will rise into the remainder of the year, that's still generating a healthy real return. And I think the beauty of the low equity fund, such as the Allan Gray Stable Fund, is this allocation to equity. So up to 40% of the fund can be invested in equities, and that's very much seen as something that can be flexed given the opportunity set. So while within the local context, we're still finding a decent value in some SA counters. I guess on the offshore context, that's where things get slightly more interesting, where, as we said at the start, the US has been extremely strong and some other global equity markets have sort of been left by the wayside. So I think the low equity multi-asset strategy sort of gives access to various asset classes where attractive opportunities exist.
Okay. As we look into 2025, maybe you can tell us about the headwinds for the South African investor.
Yeah, so I think 2024, on the local asset front, a lot of it was driven by sentiment. And nowhere was that more obvious than in SA government bonds, where I guess from an investor viewpoint, some of the tail risks of lending to the government were diminished to some degree, and we saw our yields come down strongly. And then a lot of that was sort of reflected within local equities off the back of that. I guess as the discount rate that investors place on shares and companies exposed to the local economy comes down, that boosts the share pricing. The share prices, so you get a nice re-rating. I think the challenges for a lot of our local companies going into 2025 is that base is now higher. When it went to 2024, I guess expectations were probably below normal. At the moment, expectations have been reset higher, so it's probably up to these companies to justify that re-rating. So it'll be interesting to see how our local banks and retailers and insurers fare in that regard. I guess on the other pockets of our local equity market, I think resources is quite interesting at the moment, because that was the one sector which lagged in 2024. Clearly, returns in that sector are premised less on what happens in SA and more global factors in terms of macro and commodity pricing. And I guess there the big story was China and the continued ills within the residential property market. So that's something to keep an eye on. To the degree some of those headwinds in the property market persist, it could be a tough year. But you'll be familiar with some of the stimulus measures that the government there is trying to roll out to instill some confidence back into the markets. And then I guess on the offshore side, similarly to SA, where the base has reset higher, nowhere is that more obvious than in the US. And I guess the returns we've seen in January to date from some of those high-flying US names and the news that came out earlier this week about AI models coming out of China and what that's meant for some of the US tech stocks, I think that makes things quite interesting going into 2025, given that a lot of those shares and have been the driver of global equity returns over the last few years.
Sean, thank you very much for your time this evening. Sean Munsey is a portfolio manager at Allan Gray. This segment was brought to you by Allan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.